Glory to God forever. Jesus is alive. Amen. Father, we come to you in the mighty, glorious, and powerful name of Jesus Christ. We give you this time. Jesus, we ask you to reveal yourself to us. Amen. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you and acknowledge that you are God. The supreme end of man, the chief end of man, is to know God. Man was born to fellowship with God. That's everyone who makes it to heaven will fellowship with him forever. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful, glorious person being in the universe. Man was made for him. And contained within knowing him is everything that a human could ever want, need, desire. And it almost starts with happiness. It's amazing. That's one of Jesus' first teachings. In fact, possibly his first teaching after he the portion in Luke 4 where the Spirit of the Lord was on him. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." And the first word, he said it 9 times, happy. So that's just one thing, but his presence, his glory, his, when we meet him, everything makes sense. He's the only one we will want. We will naturally just flow and want to do what is required of us. You know, what it's a privilege. And I want to emphasize something new that I've learned. I mentioned this before. A great man of God said, even repentance is a joy-filled celebration. When we repent, we're doing the right thing. And Jesus offers, and he offers life everlasting. The same words, Greek words, eternal life, everlasting life. It's the life of God, which is what man was born to do. It's so sad and tragic and ironic that, as I mentioned, most people don't understand this. They don't get it. They don't receive it. And it's only the anointing and the Holy Spirit that can reveal it to a person. But it's interesting that people in the world, okay, everyone is pursuing happiness, aren't they? Another great man of God said that in a recent message, and he makes a great point. They're pursuing happiness in other ways through, what are some of the ways? Relationships, family, friends. These are things that God created, but they're pursuing their fulfillment, you might say, but happiness through those things, through money, through sex, drugs, alcohol, other things, you know, pleasures. Maybe they have hobbies that they love, you know. Nothing wrong with hobbies. In fact, most of those things that I just mentioned, God created them, and he provides them. When we find Jesus Christ, and I'm this is a third great man of God that I'm quoting here. I didn't think of this, but he says, when we find Jesus, God takes all those things that were our first love, and he puts them in the right place, makes them better. And amen. It's a tragedy that people don't get this. You know, even believers, when we come at it from our efforts, you know, there's a big misconception. This is another thing I've been emphasizing. It's so true. When we come at it from our effort, okay, it's usually religion, dead religion. We're trying, okay? But they are in religion and tradition, and we totally miss it. It's all about just going directly to him, meeting Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. then this glorious, he's so wonderful and glorious and merciful, gracious. Everything a human being wants. And it's his glory is that deepest reality. Amen, amen. I listed some of the things that Jesus offers. This is we're putting out a publication called Jesus is Alive. And Jesus, I'll just read this. Jesus delivers from brokenhearted, crushed in heart, to fullness of the Zoe life. That's eternal life, everlasting life, the life of God, the divine nature, which God offers. And there's 12 things I listed. I'll just read some of them, maybe all of them. The love of God, the faith of God, the hope of glory, fullness of joy, perfect peace, happiness, favor, healing, liberty, Jesus sets free, amen, harmony, purpose, prosperity, spiritual prosperity, that's the greatest, and divine health. And that's just the beginning, to think that glory to God forever, to think that someone will live forever in heaven, just that. If someone can just stay with Jesus, they don't have to receive all the wonderful things that he offers. The life, let's sum it up by calling it just what Jesus called it, eternal life. Even if they stay in dead religion, if they're trying, you know, they'll make it to heaven gloriously, because God is, he's merciful, he's no respecter of persons, he's so tragic. I really need to mention this. So tragic if people choose self instead of God. If they die on the earth, they miss heaven. Okay? And they will end up in hell, the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Jesus was very clear in calling it that. In fact, in several different places, Jesus called it various things just similar to that. The furnace of fire. He talked about branches that are taken away and burned. But the clearest one is the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. He said it right there. Let me add this. One of these great men of God that I'm talking about, I just want to make a point here. I'm not going to say his name. He's doing great things. His videos on YouTube have hundreds of thousands of views, and he's proclaiming the gospel. Amen. He is a great man of God. Now, I want to just say, though, and again, please understand, I'm not criticizing. I don't even want to judge someone, but I just want to use this as an example. What he often in his meetings does Q&A, people ask him questions, he answers, and he's very smart, brilliant, wise. He's proclaiming the gospel. Amen, amen. We need more people like him. Lord, send out people like him into the harvest field. The laborers are few. Send more people. But I want to make this point that one of the questions, and I haven't watched all of his videos, but someone asked him about hell. And his explanation was, and it's actually brilliant. He said if somebody goes their whole life on the earth and they choose self and self and they don't choose God and they die, well, God is too loving to force them into heaven because they've chosen self. And so here's the one thing I want to say that you may, well, let me just say this. He described hell as separation from God. He did not talk about what Jesus calls it, the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. So here's a, and again, understand, I'm not criticizing him. But, and let's move on from him. To think that even people proclaiming the gospel, and many believers, many Christians, many Catholics, don't believe in a literal hell that's the place of fire. They don't, and even people, ministers and preachers who are doing great things, even they are not proclaiming it, okay? And even some of them don't believe it, you know? Okay, my point is to think that, let's look at the big picture. We as believers are in the minority, right? The few get saved. We're in the minority. Most people don't get saved. Most people do not believe in a literal hell. That's a place of fire. And it's very... And even some people who are saved, who are preachers, ministers, proclaiming the gospel, even they do not proclaim that. And as I said, some do not believe it. Let's just go straight to what Jesus said. And let's just proclaim what he said. And okay, moving on. It's so awesome, so glorious, so powerful, so wonderful, knowing the Lord God Almighty through Jesus Christ. So awesome, eternal life, everlasting life. Everything. It's an eternal celebration. But there is the other side, and there is the tragedy that many do not believe what Jesus said. And here's another way to look at that. Every individual person, of course, God has given us choice. It's their choice what they believe about heaven and hell. That's their choice. God cannot make them believe something or believe in Him. We certainly can't. Here's a revelation that's quite fascinating. I mean, the fact that God made man in His image, man has choice. God Himself cannot make anyone choose Him or choose to believe in Him or choose to do any. He can't make any choice for them. Once they are the age of accountability, which is around 6, 7, 8 years old, somewhere in that. If God cannot, then we certainly can't. Even with our loved ones, with our family and friends who we love so dearly, we have no impact on their choices. So someone that we love may choose self instead of God. That's their choice. It's someone we know, someone that we follow, they may believe that hell is just, that it's not a place of fire. I'm not talking about any specific person. I'm just saying, if they choose to believe that, that's what they choose. That doesn't mean it's right. Someone may believe that and think that, oh, charismatic Christians and all of the things that they believe are not for today. That's their choice. They can believe that. And that's God's cannot. Okay, and here's another, I'll finish up with this. This is just this great mystery of the human being. There's four phases. Someone can stay in the first phase. God Himself is not going to make anyone go into the second phase or the third, or choose to serve Him on any particular day. So, all of this reveals the gospel, the glorious, only true God who has offered His Son to every person. What a glorious gospel. What a glorious plan God has given to man and solved every problem, basically. So if someone never hears the gospel, they can know God fully and make it to heaven fully. If someone hears the gospel, here's one way to look at it. Well, they hear about Jesus Christ. Well, that's an easy choice. You know, how can anyone say no to Jesus Christ? So, glory to God. We believe with you for your needs. Please email us at hello@wonderreality.org. There's power, great power. Jesus said, if two of you agree on earth is touching anything that they ask, it shall be done for them. We believe with you. And the main thing is believing for a fresh, glorious revelation of Jesus and His glory. Amen.